Time for some fun facts with Bengals rookie linebacker Nick Vigil. It sounds like we may have been saying this wrong all along. Fill us in. What's the proper pronunciation of your last name?
The proper pronunciation is Vigil. And so, I mean, not very many people pronounce it that way, but that's really how it's supposed to be said. So,
did people just start saying it wrong and you got tired of trying to correct them?
No, that's how everybody in my family says it, too. We all say Vigil, and so I don't know why. I don't know why no one's ever called it how it's supposed to be said, but it's just how it's been, I guess.
It's been Americanized. So going forward, Vigil or Vigil?
Either one's just fine.
All right, fair enough. That means I can't go wrong. That's a good thing. You're from Plain City, Utah, northern part of the state of Utah, population 5,887 in the last census. Mm-hmm. Describe your hometown.
A lot of farmland, a lot of people with horses and, you know, animals. Let's see, on the road that I live on, there's pretty much just one road. It's about, I don't know, 7 miles long from the, you know, from the intersection. And all the houses are pretty much on that one road, maybe a couple turnoffs on the road. You pass a big dairy farm. It's a good place to grow up. You know, it's kind of out in the open. You're out there by yourself. We have a little bit of land out there, but we have horses and stuff. And so, you know, I've enjoyed it. It was a good place to grow up.
And you're from a big family, correct?
I have four other brothers and sisters. So one sister and then three other brothers, and then me.
We're doing fun facts with Nick Vigil. After the news conference following the Bengals draft earlier this year, you said you like to do outdoorsy things, such as?
Hunt, fish, shoot guns, you know, anything kind of along those lines.
Found any opportunities to do that here?
Not so much, not here. Pretty much just, you know, go home and relax when I'm done with work. That's pretty much it.
You posted an old photo of you and your brother Zach once in rodeo gear when you were a young kid. Did you do some of that?
We did. When we were younger, we kind of played football and rodeo, and that was kind of the two things that we did. And then my brother got hurt when we were younger, and so my parents actually made us quit. And so they didn't give us a choice. They said, pretty much, you're done. No more of that. So,
what events in rodeo?
We rode miniature bulls.
Any nasty spills? I guess that comes with the territory.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I never got hurt bad, but my brother did. And so that's why they eventually made it stop.
We're doing fun facts with Nick Vigil. Your older brother, Zach, is in the NFL with the Miami Dolphins. And you said once that he gave you the following advice before your rookie year. This will be the hardest year of your life. Mm-hmm. Has it been so far?
Yeah, I guess, you know, probably the most, just because it's been the most change. You know, I've always lived in Utah my whole life, went to college in Utah, grew up there, so I really haven't gone through a lot of changes, and then moving to Ohio and all that, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been that hard, but I guess I've lived a pretty privileged life, so, yeah.
You and your brother both played at Utah State. I want to go back to a game in your sophomore year against BYU, big rivalry game between Utah State and BYU. You led the team in tackles, no big shock there, but you also led the team in carries in that game, 16 carries for 57 yards and a touchdown. What was that like physically to go both ways? Because guys don't do that very often anymore.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good experience for me. I enjoyed doing that, you know, being able to play both sides of the ball because it just, you're always in the game. You know, you never have to come out. I was cramping a lot in that game, you know, towards the end, because I had, you know, quite a few plays, and so, but, I mean, it wasn't too bad.
I'm doing fun facts with Nick Vigil. That rivalry is the old wagon wheel rivalry. How do Aggies feel about Cougars?
You want to beat those guys. I'll just leave it at that. You want to beat those guys, so.
When the Bengals drafted you, they said, great speed, great smarts, a little undersized. Are you trying to bulk up?
Yeah, I have. I've put on 10 pounds since college. And so, you know, I've already done a little bit of that. I don't know how much more I'll have to put on, maybe a couple more pounds, you know, next season or, you know, maybe just moving forward. We'll see what they want to do with me as far as that goes.
Diet, weightlifting, or both?
Both. You know, I try to eat healthy. So, you know, when you put on weight, you're not putting on sloppy weight. Stay in good shape. So,
I'm familiar with sloppy weight, unfortunately. You had never been to an NFL game before joining the Bengals. What do you think of the spectacle now that you're part of it every week?
It's awesome, especially when we play at home, because we have a great turnout every week. You know, great fans. It's loud, and it's It's awesome.
Your college coach said once that you are a football junkie. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think so. That, you know, I like to spend time watching film and studying opponents and things like that. So,
we're doing this interview around Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for this holiday season?
My family, first and foremost. My faith. I'd say I'm thankful for that. And then just having the opportunity to be where I'm at in my life right now. Been very blessed, you know. And not many people get the opportunities that I've had, you know, growing up. And so I would say all that.
You described your hometown at the beginning of the interview. What do you think of Cincinnati? Is this a big metropolis in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. You know, I'm not really from the city. I mean, the closest city to us would be, I mean, I guess Salt Lake City would be the biggest city in Utah, which, you know, it's a pretty big city. But, you know, Cincinnati's a lot bigger.
All right, we appreciate your time. Nick Vigil or Vigil, either one works. Best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.